Dance me to your beauty with a burning violin. Dance me through the panic till I'm gathered safely in. Lift me like an olive branch, be my homeward dove, and dance me to the end of love. Yeah, dance me to the end of love. Let me see your beauty when the witnesses are gone. Let me feel you moving like they do in Babylon. Show me slowly what I only know the limits of, and dance me to the end of love. Dance me to the end of love.
Of course, that was the great Leonard Cohen We miss him, and we were just talking in chat. I mean, he's just, what a lyricist. What a poet. And I really, you know, I mean, not a lot of people don't like his music. I love his music. I think it's very cool. But anyway, so that was Leonard Cohen. And tonight, you guys, we have the Amy Cavanaugh, and we're going to be talking about living authentically. And so we're, you know, we'll get into the whatever that means. I think I know what it means, but Amy knows it very well. So I'm going to bring her on right now. And Amy is based right now in Chicago. So we'll see how she's doing. She's had some challenges lately. Hi, Amy.
Hey, how are you? I'm excited to do a show. It'll be a lot of fun.
It will be. What the hell you?
I don't even know what it means. I don't even know what it means. Hold on a second. I gotta like get some words together. I don't talk anymore, so when I have to talk, I forget how to. So I guess living authentically is really, you know, living a life that's true to yourself, not people pleasing. I mean, certainly you still have to be polite and things like that, but you know, making your own decisions. And I think people are living less authentically lately than ever before, because there's so, you know, just this current climate we're in, everybody feels so much pressure to say the right things, think the right things, there's so much consequence. People used to be able to have different opinions on things, and it was just that, a different opinion on things. But now the stakes are so high that I think it's difficult, but you can still live. And this is what I hope we can figure out together how to do. I still think you can live authentically and, be social, be polite, you know. You can live your authentic self, whether or not you agree with everything and everyone around you. And so it'll be interesting to see what people have to say and see what you have to say. Do you feel like you're authentic?
I feel like I'm pretty authentic. I think one of the points of living authentically is not to make excuses. Not to have to make excuses, but I also think that it doesn't give one an excuse to be a jerk to somebody because you're living authentically, like you just said. But I mean, there's so much, I feel pretty authentic, I gotta say.
I think the older you get, it's easier to be authentic. And, you know, in your line of work, purple plate lady, you know, it's probably easier to be authentic than someone who has a corporate job or something where you've got, or a job where you have a lot of responsibility to other people you work with, like your success or failure is contingent on your coworkers. But
right.
I think in any of those situations, you can still, in any of those situations, you can be successful. You can do what you have to do to get by and still be authentic. I'm not exactly sure how you do it, but I still think you can. my life has gotten so weird lately. I have had my set of challenges. Oh, my God. Well, my mother died of COVID. Then I got COVID from my movers right when things were starting to open up. I got COVID. Then I got the vaccine too soon, and I had a heart attack from the vaccine. And then I got that new kind of COVID, even though I already had a vaccine. So I'm physically, I'm not my authentic self physically. I'm wondering if I ever will be my authentic self physically again. I'm a little concerned about that. I have very little interaction with other humans, and I'm realizing because of some damage that was done to my heart, I'm concerned I'm not going to be able to do some of the things that I enjoy doing. I get very short of breath very quickly, so I can't like ride bicycles. I can't. I don't know if I can go to a concert. It'll be interesting to see if I'm going to have to make lifestyle changes. But then again, is being your authentic self just? It's got to be something deep. It's got to be something deeper than doing what you want to do when you want to do it. Your authentic self should be able to. What am I trying to say? It should be resilient to change. You know, it should be. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
You should be able to be your authentic self, whether you're doing something you like or whether you're doing something you don't like, whether you're having good times or whether you're having bad times. And I think that so many of us, me for one, and probably some of our listeners, or maybe not, maybe it's just me, I have no problem being my authentic self if I'm doing what I want, when I want it, have economic security, and things are going good. It's hard to be your authentic self when life goes off the rails. And for so many of us lately, life has been going off the rails. So that'll be interesting to talk about too, is how do you stay solid, stay your authentic self, you know, in a world where everything around you is swirling.
Right. But Amy, you said to me a long time ago, you said you can't make a mistake. No matter what you do in life, you can't make a mistake. And I love that because I think
right,
that is
so true.
Right,
but we still make mistakes. I'm thinking, so you can't make a mistake. That's true. You know, everything's like an experiment. But if I start feeling sorry for myself, that's kind of a mistake. I probably shouldn't. You know what I'm trying to say? Like we can't make a mistake because everything will, you know, fate and destiny and what's the other part? Fate, destiny, and another one. Oh, free will.
The IRS.
Free will. Yeah. Free will. They all work like to get you back, you know, on course. But how much time do we waste either not being our authentic self, or maybe our authentic self is grumpy and sad and, you know, and worrying about our, worrying about our problems, you know, especially like when we should just be, I don't even know what I'm trying to talk about anymore, but, right. You cannot, I don't think you can make a mistake, and that's good. It's good that you can't make a mistake, but I feel like lately I have squandered a lot of time, and lately because my mother died, in December. And now I'm like the oldest person in our family. I'm starting to realize that, you know, I'm running out of time. And even though I get readings and people tell me I have a long lifeline and I have plenty more, you know, I'm running out of time. And I feel like I am I'm much more aware of some of all the time I wasted, whether it was wasted, you know, chasing after things that weren't in my best interest, or, you know, pouting because I wasn't getting what I want, or, you know, whatever, not being my authentic self. But I'm just rambling. I can't even seem to get on point. So because I'm being my authentic self, what do you have to say?
Well, no, I mean, you're not rambling, first of all. I think that when we are our authentic selves, I think that when we're in tune with who we really are and what we really want and need, then things are going to flow more smoothly. And I know that sounds so cliche-ish and everything, but it's like, if we don't live by our own needs and wants and desires and, you know, like
right.
that, I mean, we're living for other people. Well, we should be living for ourselves, but lots of people live for other people. And, like, for instance, not to get into this, but, I mean, people – I see, like, parents, like, they save all their money. They don't spend any of the money because they want to leave it to their kids. And I'm like, you should spend it on yourself. What, you know, don't worry about your kids.
Right, your kids can go get their own money. Right, I agree. I agree. Or people, and I'm sure most of us have been guilty about this. Think of all the time. Like when we're in a relationship or situation with the wrong person, how much time do we squander, trying to be the person that person of our desires wants us to be, and failing miserably at it because that's not who we are. And,
right.
You know, I just think lately I've been just thinking about, it's almost like I've been going through a life review, and one of my biggest regrets, you know, a whole long list of regrets, not really regrets, but, you know, things that I need to come to terms with one way or another. And one big one is just, why did I spend so much time with the wrong person? Why did I spend so much time with multiple wrong people, multiple people who couldn't give a fuck about me? But, you know,
well, like, I know, but when you, when
multiple
you,
people,
when you
not definitely,
that,
definitely did, couldn't give a fuck about, you know, just were not capable of being in a relationship. That was my biggest problem, is I seemed to hook up with people who were constitutionally incapable of being in a relationship. Maybe I'm incapable of being in a relationship. I don't know. But when I'm looking at places where I squandered time, that was one of the biggest squanderers of time. And how many, like, just think of all the, you know, when we do these shows, how many people call up asking about some relationship and that you can just tell is, like, just dead in the water. But they're still hanging on, and then they call back 2 years later. They're still hanging on. You know, they're still hanging on. Oh, my God. And I did that to so many. Oh. So you can't make any mistakes,
right.
But you can certainly waste a whole bunch of time you could certainly waste a whole bunch of time where you could be doing something that would make you happier. But
right. But I mean, don't you think, Amy, that even though you were in those relationships with people that weren't capable of, you know, loving you the way you deserve to be loved, incidents were, or the time spent there, it's not wasted. I don't see that as wasted time. I don't see it as squandering time. I consider it as, it's just like Gabby's saying in the chat room, it's like a learning experience. Yeah, the learning takes a little while to friggin' take place. But I can't, you know, I think I don't like to look back and regret anything, really. I don't want to regret anything.
You shouldn't.
Like
That's the place I am in my life right now, is full of not regrets. Like, I don't know. I'm just in this time of like, in this transition. So I've really been taking kind of an inventory of I don't know when the last chapter of my life started and whatever, but you know, and feeling like I need to be more full of who my authentic self is, and stop wasting time doing things that are not in the best interest of that authentic self.
You faced death like three times now. You know, your mother died, so you thought about death, and then you got COVID, and then you had a heart attack, and then you got COVID again.
Right. Even though I wasn't supposed to get COVID because I, So I mean, I'm not. I know why I'm in the place I am. And I think a lot of people are in this place. I mean, we've been locked up in our houses for coming on 2 years, and doesn't look like we're coming out. Looks like we're going back in.
I know, right?
I mean, we've all had plenty of time to think and plenty of time to ponder. But,
I know. Well, it's true, and it's like somebody, you know, people ask, like, what is the purpose of this COVID? I can't answer that. I don't freaking know. But, you know, it certainly has made me think twice about a lot of things, like, in terms of, you know, like, trusting where you spend your time, who you spend your time with, like that type of thing. But I just don't know. Is it simply to thin the herds? I have no freaking idea. I think some people are so good that they're taking them, you know, and they're just taking them, you know. I don't know what the hell it is.
I don't know what it is either. I mean, there's certainly a lot of lessons in it. We're dependent on each other. Our actions affect others. That's a big lesson. Well, I don't know.
But you're right, because
that's been
listen,
my biggest lesson.
Yeah, it's always the sooner we realize that we're all connected and everything I do affects you and everything you do affects me. The sooner we realize that as a human, you know, humankind, then the sooner we can, you know, be okay, because nobody wants to give up their whatever they call their freedom and their individuality. It's like, man, you know, like whatever, you know, just friggin' stand that we're all connected, and that's the bottom line. You know, we are all connected. We always will be. And, you know, it's not only yourself you're thinking about. You're thinking about other people. So, you know, I don't know. But, yeah.
Right.
It's
that's a big thing, too. It's the difference between being your authentic self doesn't mean that you just bulldoze over over everyone else. Like, oh, sorry, I'm being my authentic self. I'm sorry, I don't have a mask on. I'm being my authentic self. Sorry, I don't get vaccinated. So I'm my authentic self. Like, I have historically been in against vaccines. But as soon as they started, it just was so apparent to me that the best thing to do was just get it. And I know a handful of people who have not gotten vaccines yet. And I don't even know what to say. I don't even know what to make of them. I mean, I don't want to be like Miss Martyr Girl, like, oh, look, I got a vaccine and I even had a heart attack from it. But that's what I did for my people or whatever. It's just sometimes you have to have the best to continue to be my authentic self. I need to like take one for the team. So, you know, we can't be our authentic self. You know, we can't be our authentic self in a vacuum because everything we do, I think back on how I got COVID. I got it from my freaking movers who were like, we don't wear masks. Like, we're, you know, and this was right when everything was opening up and people were, you know, some people were vaccinated, others weren't.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't wear masks. We don't wear masks. Masks are for Democrats. And we are whatever we are. But to be your authentic self, you can't be your authentic self in a you can't be your authentic self when you're exploiting or whatever in other people. You know, you can only be your authentic self when you are giving the people around you the ability to be their authentic selves.
Exactly. I agree with that. Yeah. I mean,
so I guess and this was a really bad topic because I obviously know nothing about, I don't know anything about anything anymore. So,
well, but you do know a whole lot, Amy. You've experienced a whole lot in your life. And, you know, you still have that knowledge. You still have all of that inside you. And it's like, I also think that healing, true healing can come from living, like you said earlier, it's harder to be authentic when you're working for a big corporation. You know, as an artist, like Deb is an artist, she's in chat. Gabby, I'm not sure, but I mean, the thing is that as artists, we live by our own rules, of course, but it's a little bit more difficult to make ends meet at times. But I think that, you know, if I worked in the corporate world, for instance, I don't know how I could. How do you deal with it, Amy? Because I know you do work in the corporate world.
Well,
how do you deal with that?
Well, I've been really bad. I mean, I'm really good at what I do, but my career has been a bit of a train wreck because I spend a little bit too much time being my authentic self and not enough time sucking up. But that's another that's a regret for a different day. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's just a matter of being polite, you know, not shoving your agenda down other people, you know. Being polite, being a little bit, what's the word? You don't have to tell everybody everything.
Right.
You don't have to tell everybody everything. You can still believe in. You can still believe certain things and be around people who don't believe the same things. And just being in their presence is not threatening your faith or belief in these ideas and just be, you know, just be like, you're there to do, if you just go and do what you're there to do and do the other stuff some other time, you should be fine. But easier said than done, but that's for, that's for another day. My work life it's good. It's good because like I am, I'm the winner and other people are the losers, but the fact that I can even identify myself as the winner and identify the losers shows I'm not being my authentic self. But anyway, that's for another day. So what else? What else is going on? Let's talk about something else.
Well, I'm looking, I mean, this isn't a big deal, but I'm looking for a house, and it's been a nightmare because everyone's outbidding everyone, and that's not a big deal. I mean, that's the least of my worries, really. But I'm trying to think, anyway, I could talk about a million things, but I don't think anyone wants to hear about it, so... I'm gonna just shut up about my nature excursions. But I do believe this, Amy. Can you get out in nature more?
Well, now I don't even think I can because I can only walk like a block and I'm totally out of breath. I guess I can, I can go outside more. I don't go outside much lately because I've become a little bit agoraphobic, a lot of agoraphobic. I just get so edgy when I'm out. I'm become so scared of people. And it's also, you know, it's, I'm like a deer in a headlight when I'm outside. So
really? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I need to. I don't know. Are there people like that? Probably.
I think you, like, honestly, nature is just so freaking amazing.
Nature.
Like, even if you just, I was sitting in the grass.
I'm people-like, right.
Yeah. I was sitting in the grass the other day, and I saw this bug in the grass, and I'm like, what the hell is that? It was, like, blue, and... So, I tried to catch it, but I couldn't. And then I looked it up, and I couldn't find what the hell it was, but it was so frigging cool looking. But anyways, I mean, you know, I just think that nature is so important to our souls. You know, I really think that just sitting outside, Amy, like wherever you live there, just sitting outside.
Right, yeah, I have a, right, I don't even go out on my patio because I'm in a weird mood where I'm just like in my hobbit hole. I just stay in my hobbit hole.
Right. I hear you.
But yes, being outside is a good thing. I agree.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I mean, I don't know, whatever. I mean, that's my experience, but I guess I don't know. It just seems to me that we have so much to do with nature, and it really can be a healing thing for people, you know? Okay, so when we start to give readings, which will be in a couple of minutes, and I want to remind people that are on the phone, if you come into chat, you can win something that I'm giving away. And what I'm giving away today is an auric illumination disc. Now, this is a site called auricillumination.com. That's A-U-R-I-C, illumination.com. And these discs are incredible. Trust me. I mean, I would suffice to say they're even more powerful than the purple plates because a lot of people have told me this. So check it out. If you go to the website right now and look at it and then you want one for free, just come into the chat room because I'm going to be giving them away. And I'm going to play a quick commercial about the auric discs. And then when we come back, we'll start to take calls.
What are they? I'm looking at the – oh, I've seen these.
Mm-hmm. Didn't I send you one?
Yes, I have one. It's at my office, though. It's at my office. I need to go get it because nobody's in my
office.
Yes.
Yeah, you need one. I'm telling you, they are, like, they're incredible. But anyways, I could tell you all kinds of stories. But go to the website. You can see some reviews and all that. But when we start giving readings, Amy, what would you like the people – do you want a question from them or what would you like –
I guess just a question, but not like a whole bunch of details, just the facts. What do you want?
Just the facts. No, I'm not going to be giving the readings with you. I mean, I'll add something if something comes to me, but it's going to be you giving your authentic readings.
giving my authentic readings. I don't even know if that part of me is still. I got to go rev it up. We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to play the commercial. It's only like a minute and a half, and then we'll be back, and we'll start taking calls. And the first one is area code 256. So we shall be back in just a couple minutes. Where is it? Okay, here we go. All right, we'll be back, you guys.
This phenomenal gold disc is an amazing new breakthrough. This unique disc, Auric Illumination, is used for raising awareness and returning to spiritual order, enabling cells to transform into a higher level, seeing through the illusions of your life and discerning the truth of situations and people, cleansing traumatic experiences, increasing life energy, clarity of mind. It activates creativity, deep inner peace, imagination, intention, and intuition, liberates feelings of guilt, cleanses the cells from electromagnetic radiation, increases your power of self-expression, awakening any living thing to return to oneness, our true nature, and reconnecting you with the energies of the spiritual world. The Auric Illumination Disc affects your entire energy field in the most beneficial and incredible manner. Dr. Gary Lesneski, NRT. www.auricillumination.com 1-860-830-9069. Begin your higher spiritual journey today.
Okay, and that was a little bit about it, but believe me, and I'm giving them away for free today, so you have nothing to lose by getting one. And when you use it, you'll see the difference, trust me. So anyway, okay, so anyone in chat that would like one of these Auric Illumination discs, please tell me, and I'll get your address, and I'll send it out to you. Okay, we're ready to give readings, and we're going to start with area code 256. I'm not sure who it is. Hello, 256.
Hi, my name is Kimberly, and I'm from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Took me a while to get used to talking again, but now I think I'm a little bit revved up. So do you have a specific question?
No, I would just like a message from Spirit, if that's okay.
Okay, hold on a minute. Let me just second here. Okay. It seems to me, are you getting ready to make a job change? I feel like there's some new opportunity that it's tapping at your window. It's not like grabbing you by your, what do you grab by your collar, or, you know, breaking your window, but it's kind of like it's not going away. Is there something like that going on? Is there some?
Yeah, I've been waiting on an answer from some applications. So I've been actively seeking new employment.
Okay. Well, it's definitely out there, and it's definitely an opportunity. Like, you know, it's a good opportunity. So it seems like there might be several, and the one there's one that you prefer. You're going to get like an offer, or maybe even more than one offer, sooner than the opportunity that's the best for you. So as long as you can, it's not going to be that much longer. So the important thing, so that you select, you know, it's not about them selecting you, it's about you selecting them. So make sure in your mind, so that you can be clear to the universe, let alone, you know, not even to the people you talk to on the interviews, but just be clear to the universe, you know, what you want in a job. And you may not know what you want in a job, but you may know what you don't want in a job based on your prior jobs, or, you know, just your preferences and things like that. So make sure that that idea, what you like, your preferences, make sure that they're clear in your mind. Because a lot of times we don't know our preferences. We're so busy just taking whatever we can get that we forget our preferences, or we just get to the point where we're so busy making sure other people get their preferences in life that we forget. Like when my husband died, I couldn't even remember what I liked to watch on TV, because I had just gotten so, you know, it's really easy for women to just lose themselves in other people's lives, whether it's men, children, whatever. So it's important for you to have a clear idea what you want, what you don't want, and not be fearful. You know, not be fearful. So if a job comes along and there's things about it that are on your, you know, are on your, this, I don't want this list, don't feel like you have to settle for it because you need a job, because the right job, this job that's tapping, it's real close. It's just not, it's not the first one you're going to hear back from. So, Corrine, do you have anything?
Yeah, Kimberly, is there like somebody in your family that passed with an E name?
My aunt, like, is my great aunt Elizabeth.
Elizabeth?
Yes.
Okay, there's no Ernie or Ernest or something like that?
No, not that I know of. That could be on my dad's side. I don't know them that well, but okay. Not that I know of.
Okay. 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 Can I just ask you another question about that? Is Elizabeth, did she wear hats a lot? Do you remember?
I think she was one of those type dressers, yes. She was my grandmother's, one of my grandmother's best friends.
Okay.
Who was my, her husband's sister.
Her husband's with her on the other side.
Yes.
Okay. So would it make sense if she said that you've been praying a lot lately?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Hold on. I just want to see. I don't know why she's showing me a puppy, a dog.
Yeah, I had a puppy when I was little, but he died. Her name was Daisy.
She know that dog?
No, she didn't. She was in another state when I had the dog.
Okay. Also, just one more thing. Is there a Stacy somewhere around you? A Stacy?
I went to a high school with a girl named Stacy.
Do you know if she's alive?
She's alive.
I don't know. Something to do with Stacy. I don't know. There's going to be some kind of reconnect there for something in the next year. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I don't know if it has to do with this job or what it is, but some useful, it's going to be a useful reconnection for you somehow. So, yeah, just take note of that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm sorry, Kimberly, I love to dig into people that never called before and get into it, you know.
I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay,
both.
So that was good. Thank you for calling, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Good luck. Keep us posted. Keep us posted.
I will.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
It's so nice to hear people like that, you know? Okay, so the next caller we have is 520.
Yeehaw.
520.
Yeehaw. It's Lisa from Arizona. How are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Well, you're going to be so proud of me. My mentor is very proud. I don't know what I'm feeling. I got a temporary housing in Prescott. So,
I know.
Isn't that where you said the last time Lisa called, Kareen? Flagstaff is where Kareen said.
I
think
Flagstaff
is.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Was it Flagstaff?
She had visited friends. Stayed with friends in Flagstaff, and she was going. She felt. Remember, Kareen, you felt kind of like drawn to the Flagstaff area when I was talking to you about my thoughts of moving up there near my grandson. Anyway, it's really rough out there because rentals are just nothing's really available, and so I found temporary housing, and I'm going back and forth. 4.5 hours one way, 4.5 hours back to the house that is on the, you know, these people say they're going to buy it, but they've been, last I heard that they are going to go through with the sale. They are going to buy it, last I heard. It closes on August 26th, which, you know, I have the rooms empty except for
a few majors, just like the freezer and washer and dryer, have to get the stuff out. Do you see them buying this house is, I guess, my question. And I really, I don't know. I don't know if I want to settle up there in that place that I've got the temporary housing. I mean, it feels okay when I'm up there. It's just everything's so chaotic, you know, with just a lot of
stuff.
Right,
because you're living in two places, so it's like you're living nowhere, you know.
Exactly.
Like,
and then
you're trying to pull up roots and then put down roots at the same time.
Well,
and
then at the same time, too, I have a lot of unfinished business here where my house is located that these people say they're going to buy. I have a lot of unfinished business that I'll be driving back and forth trying to, you know, it could take a long, long time to finish the stuff I've got going on. But anyway, what is psychic energy telling you guys?
Well, I mean, Lisa, you said it all when you said temporary housing. That's temporary. Okay. So
yeah.
you don't need to make exact measurements right now. You know what I mean? So that's temporary, and I do believe that after that you're going to find a place more easily because you're not so attached to your house that you're selling right now. Amy, what do you think?
Yeah, that exactly. Right now, especially since because I felt like the strong tie. I felt like strong ties to the place with the house that you're trying to sell. And I guess it's because of what you said, the unfinished business. But the unfinished business and all the energy surrounding that is so, intense. It's not really that word, but we'll just use it to get to the next word.
No, it is. It's a good
word.
That
it's like I worry that you're going to somehow, I hope I'm saying this right. I mean, I don't mean this like literally, like something, there's so much energy tied to your current location that you're going to have a hard time really breaking free from it, to the point where I just get this feeling that something may fall apart with the house. And it's not like, oh, it's your fault, but it's just there's so much energy. I just feel enormous amount of pull to the old place. So I mean, I guess I mean you said your grandson lives in Prescott, so that's why
he's only six.
It seems like
he lives in the Sedona area, actually, but it's still close enough for his mom. You know, his mom doesn't want me next door to them, and, and that's okay. That's okay.
It just feels like the whole situation feels very, very chaotic, and that it's going to take a huge toll on you because of the traveling and because of the amount of emotional energy that it's going to take to clean up these unfinished business. So, with that all said, you said it's temporary. I mean, I don't know what temporary housing means.
They call it apartment living, but it used to be a hotel, and it's not like in the romance novels. It sounds really nice. To me, it's not nice. It's okay. It's okay. And it's not like a hotel, like a nice hotel. It's like a middle of the road hotel, and it's okay. You know, everybody's got a story there, I'm sure. And so my option to stay there for months, it's a rolling lease that you can rent for months.
Where's all your stuff? I mean, where's all your stuff? If you're going from a whole house to a hotel room, where's all your stuff?
Oh, I took care of that a long time ago. In January, I just had a yard sale every day. I've been planning this for a few years. And, that part of my life is fine. I've got that covered. That's not problematic. I just thought maybe psychic energy would speak at, you know, are these people going to buy the house? I guess that would be my question. Because if they buy the house, and I talked to my boss, I'm in the industry myself, and he said, oh, they could walk at any moment, you know, it's no big deal. And they were waffling. One moment they were saying yes, the next moment, and we're under contract. They were saying no, and this last time I heard that they were going to buy the house. So if
they I feel like there's some ongoing, you know, it's not going to be cut and dry. I'm not saying they're not going to buy the house, but there's just, there's something, there's, and that might be, it's not going to be clear cut. They're just, it's going to drag out for a while. So I don't know if you can, you are going to have to take some kind of action in all of these situations, you know, in every aspect of your life. You're going to have to kind of take control of some of the, you know, like kind of get them to either fish or cut bait. There's just too many things. There's too much, like you said, unfinished business. There's too much of it that's just languishing, and it's just going to stay like that. It just feels like it's going to stay like that for a while, and the chaos from the unfinished business that's, you know, and the uncertainty that you're already living with is going to, like, be fuel for more chaos. So I think as far as people who are going to buy your house, you're going to really have to put their feet to the fire, like, you know, It's now or never. I don't know if there's like some unique situation or there's something, but it just feels like they're just playing games because they know they can get away with it. It seems like they're trying to buy some time or something, and it just doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like it's in your best interest. I don't feel like they're going to rip you off, but I feel like they're just trying to manipulate you or something.
Yeah, there's
so,
nothing.
I don't mean to be the bearer of bad news, but yeah. I don't have a good feeling about it. I feel like they're just going to string you along and play these games because they've been able to. So the sooner you can just get them to stop playing games, the better. And the sooner you can just kind of take the reins on all of this stuff and put it in its place, the sooner you can get on with the next chapter of your life, because as long as you live in this limbo, it's like you're not going to have, you know, you don't have your old life and you don't have your new life, and it's just going to be, it's not good. Anyway, Kareem, do you have something?
Go ahead, Lisa.
The closed escrow, it's all arbitrary, you know. There's not, if they walk away, they just walk away, and I have the house. That's, you know, that's the bottom line. If I have the house and they walk away, I'm okay with it. The closed escrow, where it becomes their house, we're under contract, is August 21st, and I think that's I think that's 8 days away.
It's like someday next week or something.
It becomes their house.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Corinne, what do you pick up?
I think they really want the house, quite frankly. I think that there's things around there that they want to be near, and I'm not sure if it's family or what. Do you know, do you know who it is that is wanting to buy the house? Do you know?
I know. Okay. I know the background. I've seen, it's a couple, and it's an investment property. They own other property here in the area, and this would be an investment for them. So I know that part of it. So, but if they decide at the last minute, you know, that they want to walk away, I'm fine. I just, if they buy it, I'm fine with it too. It just, of course, it changes everything I have to do for myself one way or another, whatever their decision is. But there has to be a decision. I mean, they can't keep, it's just arbitrary. It's the way the contract is set up. They can't, you know, nothing else can be done. They either take possession of the house August 21st, or, you know, if they decide to walk away, they decide to walk away. I already talked to their person that's representing them, and I told them basically what I've already said. And I said, I need to know what's going on. And I was told that I would be kept up to date, and I haven't heard anything. So, like I said, if they walk away, fine. You know, I have the house, and then that makes different. Make different choices. The temporary housing, I have it. It's 4.5 hours away. It gives me a place to kind of look around and see where I want to. You know, like you said, Karina, it's not permanent. You know, I can kind of look and see what I want to do.
Right
up there.
Yeah. Personally, Lisa, I think that they see that they can get $100,000 more for the house after you sell it to them, after they fix it up. How big is the house, can I ask?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm okay with that, too, because there has to be a lot of upgrades. And they're taking the house as is. They offered to buy it sight unseen. And so I went with it. But I said, I'm not doing anything to it. You take it as it is.
Right.
And so
right.
That's the thing. And if they want to do that and, you know, they want to do whatever, I don't care. I really do not care. And if they buy the house, I'm fine with it. Like I said, I'm fine either way. It's just a matter of I have to move all the stuff out of the laundry room, the freezer, the washer dryer, and
But Lisa, do you have to move that stuff? You can't leave it there?
Yeah, I do. If they decide to walk away, then I have to bring everything back. And that's okay, too.
Well,
I just wondered.
Listen, but they're buying it as is. They're buying it as is. That means whatever's in the house is staying there.
Well, no. The rooms are empty. And, I could ask them, but I could use it at another place. I have ties here in the town to other places, and I have an associate here I'm a business partner with. So, you know, I could put it over there. I've already arranged with that individual to relocate that stuff over there. It's just I was wondering what the psychic energy was saying. Do you see them actually buying the house?
I know, like Amy said, there's some hinky stuff going on there, but I think that they're going to see they can make good money off of that house once they fix it up, and they got the money to buy it. I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to buy it. You know, that's what I feel. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, look at this market is incredibly trying, this freaking house market right now. But anyway. And there's all kinds of investors out there buying up everything. You know what I mean? So
they see
something in that house that is like valuable, and they're going to fix it up, probably make $100,000 or $150,000 more than they bought it for, and all that. But not that you have to do it tomorrow.
Ask you something. You know, to ask about the energy, and the biggest problem with the energy is like you keep that you don't care. You don't care if they buy it. You don't care if they don't. You don't care if this. You don't. And when, like I was, if we don't care about anything, we can't the energy just ends up being a great big, you know, the energy doesn't have a roadmap of where to go. Do you want to keep the house? Is there a part of you that wants to keep the house? I
think
this
what
is kind of what
mean.
I was getting at was I felt
maybe
that you didn't want to give up the house because you still
no.
have all these connections.
No, that's not it at all. I think I know what I'm saying. I mean, I know what I feel. I will be okay. I won't be devastated one way or another. You know, I'll live with it. I'll adapt. I'm an adapter. You know, I just adapt. And the hardship, that's just something I don't want to do. I don't want to give them the freezer. I don't want to give them the washer and dryer. I don't really like them.
Right.
I don't like them.
Yeah,
I don't
that's
like
part of the
people.
Energy, too, because even though you want to sell the house, I felt that there was something that you didn't want to sell the house. It's almost like you don't want to sell the house because you don't want to benefit that, you know.
No. I do. If they, you know, they take it, I'll gladly take the money and give them the keys and leave. It's okay. If they walk away, I adapt. You know, I just make those changes in my life. It'll be easier, though, if at this point in the game, if they do buy it. I can adapt either way. I won't be devastated. It won't be crushing to me. I just, you know, change things in my life to make, you know, that rental I got up there 4.5 hours away, it's a month-to-month thing, and I just won't rent it for the following month. You know, it'll just be a very expensive vacation up there.
Yeah, Lisa, how far is Flagstaff from Prescott?
Oh, it's in the neighborhood. I don't know, but it's right there. Prescott is pretty. They're all in the same area.
Okay.
You know
that's where Renee. Right. That's where Renee moved, Amy. Prescott.
I thought I heard her say on the radio, because I was listening to one of your shows where she was on, I thought she said that she moved to Demi Hulba, or how's that little town, that little junction said. It's right there.
Dewey Humboldt.
Yeah, and I've even looked up there, because I see that speaks to me, living out in the rural. It's still kind of rural, but it's close to civilization, big time close, probably closer than what I like.
Right.
But I just came back. I was just up there in that rental, and I went to the bagel place. I liked all those people that were sitting out there. They were all riding motorcycles, long-haired guys, you know, middle-aged. I loved, you know, I thought, God, this is my kind of people. And, you know, really not pretentious. I didn't see any, you know, sometimes I did, but it was like a good crowd, a good mixture, like down-to-the-earth people. Of course, I was just visiting and just there for a few days, but I like what I saw, and I plan on exploring.
Yeah. I mean,
and my grandson's
there. Oh, right. So he's in what town is he in?
They're in Clarkdale, and his mom was born and raised in Cottonwood, and he was born and being raised in that area. So I'm near her work, as it turns out. She's a nurse. And she's just over the moon that I have that rental up there. And, you know, the place is set up with a swimming pool. And I mean, it's just got all the amenities that a six-year-old loves. So we had a blast together when I was up there. And there's a lot of cool stuff up there. Plus, he's there. You know, I just like the area. It's pretty. You know, but I still have a lot of responsibilities in this area down here. A lot. You know,
right.
I have a business associate, and I know I'll manage. You know, I'm very creative in how I manage all this stuff, but, yeah, it's a little chaotic, a wee bit. After the 26th, I'll know what's going to happen. But you see them buying it, so I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to buy it. I mean, they may take their time, but they definitely have their eye on it, you know?
Well, that's what they're representing.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but, I mean, in terms of living where you want to live, you're not going to be at that temporary housing place forever. You can leisurely look for where you really want to live, you know?
Yeah.
So, I say no worries, you know? That's Monday, by the way. Monday is the 20th. I'm sorry. Monday
I think
is
it's
the
Wednesday.
23rd. The
Isn't
23rd
Wednesday?
Is Wednesday. Is Wait a minute.
God,
hold
you're
on.
Gonna scare me. You're going to scare the pants? Oh, I better look
the
at the calendar.
The 22nd is Sunday.
No, it's the 26th from close of escrow, so it's Thursday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I got to get the manpower in here. I was just talking to my business associate. I said, can I move all my stuff over there? The freezer, the wand, you know. He was my former person. You know, I was in a relationship with him for a couple of decades. Now we're business associates.
Yeah, that came in handy.
Well, it's not so handy. He's part of big responsibilities that I have here. Business responsibilities. It's all business. It's okay. I mean, it's okay, I guess. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think it's going to be fine. Whatever happens, you're going to roll with it as you always do. It's going to be fine, you know?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I shouldn't hold up the
ladder. At least
it's probably 10.
Yeah.
10 yeah. people that want to read with you. God, thank you. God bless you.
Oh,
both.
Yeah. You too, Lisa. Let us know what happens. Let us know what happens.
I will. It's a continuing saga, like everybody's life. We all call in our new chapter.
But I just want to say one last thing to you. I'm urging you to look in Flagstaff.
Okay, I will. Yeah, I like that because that's a university town too, right? NAU?
I think so.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Mm.
And I love university towns. They can be a little pricey, but, you know, maybe I could find something there.
Yeah, check it out at least, you know.
For sure. For sure, I will. Definitely. I like that.
Okay, thanks
I used
for
to be at the university.
Me,
okay, thank you.
Right. Yeah, you're welcome.
You.
And listen, let us know, like I said, and take it easy. And thank you for calling in and keep in touch.
Thank you both. Thank you.
Good luck.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay. She's somebody who lives authentically, I think. You know, she's like, I'm just going to do what I want to do and I'm going to land wherever I land. And, I mean, she seems very authentic to me. Okay, so the next caller we have is area code 205675.
Yes. Hi, ladies. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to...
How you doing?
Like, yes, whatever messages Spirit has for me. Or does Spirit have any messages?
Okay.
Hold on a second. Corinne, can you go first? I need to step away for 1 second.
Okay.
Thank you.
So can you just say your name real quick for me?
Patricia.
Okay, thank you. So where is your father? Is he on the other side?
Yes.
Did he have something to do with, like I'm seeing this equipment like he made, I don't know, it's like some sort of woodwork and like a thing that burns into the wood. Does that make any sense?
No, it not really. I mean, unless it was one of his. He mostly worked, he kind of cooked in waiter type jobs. Now, unless it was early on when I was younger, perhaps, that he did that, because I'm at one point when my mother and my father divorced, he was not around for a few years. So,
okay.
Yeah, what I remember
okay.
is mostly cooking and waiter.
Okay, I see. Well, it could have something to do with the way I'm being shown burning into wood. You didn't burn something recently, did you?
No.
Okay. You know, I'm learning as time goes on, Patricia, that they can't, they're sometimes they're going to say exactly what they're thinking, but the symbol thing is like, you have to pick up the symbol. What does the symbol mean? You know what I mean? And it's like, why can't you just tell me what you're saying? why do you have to show me a domino? You know what I mean? Like, or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay, hold on a second. Patricia. So would it make sense, Patricia, if your dad was to say, I wish that when I was living I had more time to play golf or something like that? Like that
yeah,
you didn't have time?
That,
okay.
Because those were the places that he worked when he cooked, and you know, he at those golf clubs and places like that, big restaurant. So I remember him working at a golf club. Well, you know, cooking at a golf club. So, and I would suspect that if he could do, he wish he had found time to go out there and play golf. You know.
Right.
That's where the burning was coming from, because I was smelling burnt stuff as well. And I'm like, what in the world? And it was cooking. It was, like he set the kitchen on fire. But it was from the cooking. So,
he loved to cook.
Yeah. And that was the whole package of being able to do what he loved at a place that he loved was what was so great. And I get the feeling that he does not feel like you're getting that same enjoyment out of life at this particular point in time. You're not doing, you're not doing the work you want to do, or you're not doing it where you want to do it. It doesn't have to be so labor intensive. He wants it to be more, more fun, like his, but he wants it to be more fun. So I don't know if that, if you have something in your life that's especially difficult, especially if it has to do with work, that's especially difficult at this particular point in time. That maybe there are, maybe you can start exploring some alternative. I mean, do you work?
Well, I could tell you what he's talking about.
Okay,
and,
good.
And this
thank
comes
you.
Up. This
I'm
comes
getting a headache.
Up.
So.
Yes. I'm sorry.
It's not you. It's just the whole, I haven't done this in a long time. So all the energy I'm getting. I mean, nothing personal.
Thank you.
I'm just
thank you.
So
I'm
getting too much information,
gift.
But do tell. Do tell.
Yes. Okay. Well, before things changed for me a year ago, back in May, my daughter lost custody of my grandchildren. So before she lost custody, I was my background is medical, and so I was in the nursing program, and so I would have finished up this May. I'd started in 19, and then I was working part time, and all of the children, all of my grown children, was out of the house, so I was, you know, doing my thing. It was my time.
Right.
And until she lost custody of the children to the state, and then I had to step in and then put everything on hold that I was doing to get the children so she wouldn't lose and they go
Got
off
it.
Into a home. And so that's what I've been doing for the
okay.
last year and a half, taking care of her children. And the great thing about that is she's finally got herself back on track, and as soon as October, she should regain full custody of the children. And so that leaves me with, you know, trying to figure out, okay, how do I start this thing back over? Do I start
right.
school next summer? You know, just trying to really feel my way back into working again. That's not
right.
going to be hard because it's medical. So
I think it's
going to
come
but...
very easily because, you know, what you did, like the universe is going to, I don't want to say reward you, but I can't even think of the right words. I mean, what you did is about the most honorable thing a person can do, you know, to
Thank
give
you.
Up your whole life for your family.
Totally.
You know, whether it's the situation, you know, it's so hard to launch children these days. There's so many things, you know,
mm-hmm.
and either whether you're taking care of the elderly or having to spin and parent because of a situation like this, it's about the most honorable thing you can do in the universe. So the universe is going to reward you for, I can't think of the right word. It's not like, you know, tit for tat, but
right.
it's going to, you know, it's going to reward you for what you did. But what you have to do is make sure you take advantage of it because, you know, time is, the timing is going to be really important.
Okay.
So to the extent that you can find something, you know, the education, what am I trying to say? It's going to be balancing, finding education that's like quick.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can get the most bang for your buck, both as far as time goes, as far as the
right.
financial investment goes. Still, you want to be doing something, something that's rewarding. So if that changes your education plans in some way or what school you go to, you may want to look into that because I feel like an opportunity is going to come up so that you're not going to be so far behind on this. It will be very soon that you're doing, you know, that you're living the life that you want to live. So I don't know where you were going to school before, if it was like a traditional, you know, 2-year school or 4-year school. I know that there's some, you know, there's like accelerated programs, but you don't want to get so accelerated or you don't want to go too far in a direction
right.
where, you know, you're not even getting an education or, you know, it just ends up being a joke. But that's really important is to evaluate your options so that you can find an opportunity where you can get the most education possible with the shortest amount of investment of your time and investment of your money, so that you can get to doing what you want to do sooner. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I don't know if it's online instead of if it's online instead of going to classes or something. It's different. It's not like just go back to where you were. It's it's different, but it's going to be okay because it's still going to get you the life that that you want. But I think the whole thing about your father and how he came and with COVID, I lost my sense of smell. But one of the things I end up smelling all the time is stuff burning, and I can't tell whether it's the weirdest thing. And then Corrine got the burning too. So I think that, you know, your father wanted to remind you, and, you know, it also seems like burning desire, you know, like the burning part seems like it's important on a couple of different levels. So, Corrine, do you have anything else? I interrupted you. I was so happy that my stopped work started working again.
No, it's so. I don't mean to interrupt you. But Patricia, I would say this. Have you thought about doing some ancestry investigating?
I have not.
Okay, I don't know why, but it's like when I told you the stuff about your dad, it's like I saw somebody shuffling through papers and looking up like that sort of who was in your family and through that discovering more about who you are in this present day. I don't know what it is, but you might want to think about that sometime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It sounds interesting. You know, I got to do that myself one of these days.
Yeah.
It does sound interesting. It also sounds like when you said that, Corrine, what popped into my head was that that information, whatever you find doing this genealogy search or whatever, is going to be really helpful to your daughter and her working towards becoming her authentic, you know, working towards having a more solid foundation as to who she is going forward.
Yeah.
So
right.
That just stuck in my head for some reason. That popped into my head when Corrine was saying that, that it might.
That totally makes sense to me.
Because a lot of times we find out, you know, the unfinished business of our ancestors, a lot of it gets thrust upon us. And a lot of things like addiction and the things that can derail us, I think, come from just being overwhelmed by it's almost like generational curse. I mean, it's not a curse, but it's just there's energy there. There's physical, you know, we come from, you know, it's not just in our head, it's in our flesh and blood. And a lot of times we just end up not knowing what to do with the energy because it's not ours. Like we don't recognize it. It's not ours. And anyway, it just kind of popped into my head that was going to be really helpful for your daughter so that she can get on a solid track. So, you don't have to do this again, you know, that you don't have to do this again because that, you know, is it's hard. I mean, it's hard to live whether you're, you know, whether you've got a predisposition to addiction or whatever. It's very hard. Life is very hard. And there are a lot of things that can derail us. So the more I've been finding over time, the more I pull from my ancestors, like I was doing genealogy on my father's family because I didn't know much about them. And it was so interesting, and it was so, they've almost become like my friends, you know, because their lives,
yeah.
I didn't know anything, you know, it was just a whole bunch of things. It was like my great-grandmother, I don't know, she was kind of a snob, so the people that didn't fit into her, social circle, they just got sawed off the family tree. But their lives were so interesting and sometimes difficult, sometimes interesting, but I really, like, rely on those. I rely on them a lot because you can't rely on the living because they're too busy being human, and it's so hard to be human. And they're a huge source of support for me now, all of them, not just, like, my father, but, like, the, you know, going back, you know, people from, like, the early 1800s and stuff like that. I feel like they're my personal friends. I feel like I know so much about them. So so it's interesting that Corinne brought that up.
Well, real quick, I know we have to go. I wanted to ask you one more thing. I have an ex partner who I removed myself out of the relationship back in 2018. I mean, we were probably 6 months from getting married, and he did something, you know, real, the behavior was very inappropriate that caused me to move away. And when I walked away, that was the end of the relationship. He continued to reach out to me every so often. He's sending texts, and I'll block him. And I've done this block text, block his number for the times that is a couple of times I had to replace my phone. And of course, you know, you don't remember to block off people, so until they call again or they text again, he's text again. So the last time he texted, it's been maybe like a month ago. I just want to know, do you see him ever getting the message to just move on, that this is not, we're not going to rekindle anything?
No, because because kind of because of the same cluelessness that caused him to do what he did and not think of the full ramification, you know, just I don't want to say impulse-driven, but I can't think of the other word, so we'll just use impulse-driven, you know. Just like that's what he wants to do right now. It's just, you know, it's how his brain works. Like, I want to do that, you know. He just thinks one of these days, you know, one of these days he's going to hit you when you're, you know, they're masters, you know, are masters of knowing how to play other people. And just one of these days, he'll catch you when you're just tired enough or just frustrated enough or just something enough that you'll think it's a good idea to. But no, I don't think he's not ever going to. To get the message because his brain doesn't work that way.
Oh, my. So
Corinne?
You actually see. Oh, wow. Okay.
I agree with Amy. I agree with everything you said. He's just, that's not how he's wired. Patricia, did he steal something?
No, he I was in class. I was taking night classes, went over to his home. I just got a gut feeling to go by his home, and he had another woman there. He opened the door and thought he could hide her. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we're just
again.
Like, you know, I mean, we're not
impulse.
Teenagers here, you know. It was just sad. He's just a sad person. We spent 5 years together, so, yeah.
Right.
That's
just case in point, you know, that he's so impulse driven that he would think that that was a good idea or that there were not consequences, you know. And it's not even consequences
of
getting caught. There's going to be, you know, there's energetic consequences to things, you know, like there's energy, you know, when you do something wrong, the energy, you know, it creates energy and something's going to happen as a result of that. But no, he's not.
Right.
He's not going to, because he's just totally, you know, the same thing that made him call whoever that person was that you were forced to confront that evening. It's the same brain cells that hits redial every time he gets the urge.
Well, I may just need to change my number. He won't come to me. I mean, at some point he was passing my home, but he stopped doing that maybe a long time ago. So I've been contemplating on just changing the number, but I've had this number for so long.
Yeah, I wouldn't bother, because it's not going to change anything. He's just going to fit, you know, somehow or other he'll get your number or figure out a way, you know, because again, when people have impulses, they find a way, because that's going to be inconvenient for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to give you enough return on investment. I mean, you don't sound emotionally attached mm-hmm. to him, you know, and you don't seem, it's like an inconvenience. It's like a hangnail or something. It's just like a minor inconvenience that you don't feel. It doesn't seem like you're incredibly emotionally impacted by it. Like, he has to stop calling, or I'm so worried that one of these days I'm going to invite him to come over. It just seems like almost like a, same kind of annoyance factor as a robocall or something like that.
Right. exactly.
So as long
it's
as you're not emotionally, as long as you're not emotionally involved,
right.
And it's going to be too much of a, you're going to lose contact with people if you change your number.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I love you both.
Well, good
this
luck.
Is my first
Keep
time
us
calling
posted.
In, and you
oh, really?
Ladies are just wonderful. I've enjoyed the show. I will try to make sure I look out for you ladies again on Blog Talk.
Follow Green Show, because she gets some really good guests, and okay. The next time she gets Renee, the next time Renee comes on her show, Renee does it. Anyway, follow Corrine, and she will, and if you follow Corrine, you will get information about her show and a bunch of other cool shows.
Yeah, you'll get notices.
All right.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay, I will follow. Yes, thank you. Many
good. Keep us posted.
And,
good luck with everything.
Safe. I sure
you
will.
Too.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Bye. Okay.
Wow, that's so sweet. I had like the worst headache, and I was like, I was almost going to hang up on you, because I was like, I can't do this a second longer. And then all of a sudden she calls in, taking care of her. I'm going to start crying. The universe always takes care of us. And, what a nice thing to have her call in.
Totally. I know. So, listen, you guys, it's 11:45, and the show, the live show ends at midnight. So if you want to hear the rest of the show, or if you're on the call, we'll continue to give a few readings after the end of the show. And if you want to call in to hear the rest of the show, it's 818-369-0327. So, Amy, do you need a little break, or do you want to keep going?
Yeah, let's just keep going.
So we have area code 631.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hi.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, thank you.
What can we help you with?
I was going to ask about work and other things, but work, I interviewed for a teacher aid position last Tuesday and one last Wednesday and yesterday and then tomorrow. Would you see me getting one of them or two of them or?
Excuse me. Yes, you are going to. You are going to. You're going to get more than you're going to. Excuse me. You're going to get more than one of them. Do you want? Are these part-time positions?
No, I can only do full-time. So they're all full-time school jobs. You know, six
okay,
and a half
perfect.
Hours, whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So you are going to get more than one of them. You're going to, there seems that there's one that's, you know, they all have their pluses and minuses. Is there one that's like, or away, it's like one like really close and one is like kind of far away?
A little bit, yeah. Like I mentioned before, I applied last Tuesday, last Wednesday, yesterday, and one tomorrow. So I don't know which one you see.
The one I see is like a little bit far away. The one I see is a little bit far away. I can't quite explain it. It's like.
Can I give the initials of them?
Sure.
The Tuesday ones was S. W. Wednesday's was R. Yesterday was E, and tomorrow was W.
Okay. Corrine, what do you get?
I'm getting the second one that you said, Suzanne. What was the second one that you said?
Do you think I'll hear soon? Because it has to be board approved like by next Tuesday and you have to get paperwork and everything. And school starts September 1st.
Yeah, you'll hear from them before that. I mean, I know that there's
a
time.
The school is closed. The R one is closed on Friday and they're board approving it Tuesday. So I would think I would hear tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel the best about that one that you mentioned. I was going to ask you if there's any C involved anywhere, but there's not.
Well, there was.
Did you say
C
or P?
There, I did go for an interview that one that started with a C, but I didn't get the job.
Okay. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. I know that schools are, you know, like they're just up to their eyeballs with everything. Which one do you want the most? R?
I don't know. At this point, I would like something a little closer, but, you know, I worked for a bus company over the summer, and I have to go for training again Friday, and they're going to pick their ones next week. I don't really want to take the job because it's kind of far, and it's part-time, and you have to wait in between and do nothing. I can't come home. So I'd have to go on the bus as a monitor, sit for 4 hours in one little room because I can't come home, then go back on the bus and come home. So maybe go to work in the dark, come home in the dark, but you only get paid for 5 hours. I really don't want to do that. Over the summer, it was okay.
No, don't do that. No, don't do that.
But if I don't get a job, I have to. That's why it's under the gun, because I got to pick a run away by, like, next Tuesday, Wednesday. I want to tell the bus that I'm not going back.
What about SW?
That one I didn't hear from you. You would think I would hear yesterday or tomorrow because, again, they're boarding approving it next week.
Oh, okay.
I also applied to another one that started with E, but I didn't interview or anything with them. And that's
okay.
It. Then I'm done.
I feel like SW or R, but if you think SW, like the time already closed on it,
I don't know. I'm feeling if I don't hear but like tomorrow by them, that it's a no-go for all of them, but I don't want to think like that.
No, I mean, listen, I don't think it's, you know, I don't think it's as clear-cut as you think it's going to be, Suzanne. I think that there's delays here happening for some reason or another. And
well, it's from COVID.
I think
there's,
that,
like, delays. There's so much.
Yeah.
They already said that they're board approving it, like, next Tuesday and Wednesday. That's why they did all the interviews in last week and this week. So they're just making their decisions.
Well, I think the question is really, are you going to get one of those jobs? Not which one are you going to get? Are you going to get any of those jobs? And
right,
I asked that,
and you said I was going to get one or two of them.
Well, yeah, Amy said that, and I feel like one, at least one of them is going to get back to you about it, you know?
Oh, that's great.
I think so. I mean, listen, you have everything you need to get the job. You have all the experience you need to get the job. It's like, and I don't see tons of competition either. I don't know why, but I'm not seeing tons of competition. So I think that one of these jobs is going to be offered to you.
I think SW and R are both going to be offered. I think they're a little far behind because everything's just really overwhelmed. There's just so much stuff going on.
You don't think the one I interviewed with yesterday is going to call me?
I don't, you know, I'm just telling you what I feel. Energetically, I feel like SW and R. I'm not feeling E. I don't know if because I don't like the letter. I don't know if it's because energetically, I'm just feeling SW and R. And
what about the one tomorrow that I'm interviewing for, W?
Okay, like I said, all I'm feeling is SW and R. So, Corrine, are you
okay.
feeling E or W?
I don't, you know, I can't really say. I just think that one of them, I'm not sure which one exactly, but one of them is going to offer you a job. I can't
good,
say
I'm
which
happy
one exactly.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm
can you
my
call
whole,
them?
I,
can you call them and see what the status
no,
is?
No, they know I
happen.
Want it. You know, if what it comes down to, they said if they're interested, they will call me, like, by this week because they got to get
okay.
paperwork in by the early next week.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that tomorrow one of them calls me.
Yeah. I think you're going to get a phone call because you're ready and you're, like, able to do this. And I think they know that they can depend on you because a lot of people have sketchy backgrounds, but they know that they can depend on you, and that's what they need.
All right, and real quick, do you see a gentleman coming in for me? I'm praying to God for that.
Do you know a Glenn?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not dating anyone, or you know.
I don't even know how old you are, but I'm seeing a guy that's like middle-aged. He's wearing a button-down shirt. I put the name Glenn to him. I don't know why. He's got kind of not wicked short hair, but a little bit longer. You think he's boring just by talking to him for a second, but he's not boring, you know? Let me think. Where are you going to meet him? Now I'm just hearing that bust up song.
No, there's nobody there. I worked there for the summer. They're older men and they're married. No, it's not there.
No. I know. I'm just making a joke. Hold on. You never go to the library, do you, Suzanne?
No.
Why not?
No. What am I going to do
why
with the
not?
Library?
Learn?
there's nobody there. When am I going to meet, like, a 70-year-old man who's retired and sitting in the middle of the day? There's no, you know what I'm getting at.
Well, I know, but I think you're looking in the wrong places, first of all. I don't even think you're really looking, and I think that you need to start opening your mind.
No, I'm looking. I'm looking online and getting a bunch of jerks, and then when I go out,
yeah.
It's mostly
that, looking online is not looking. Online is just...
Well, I mean, I go to, when I go out, like, to a beach out with my friends and stuff, there's all couples my age, so it's hard.
It is hard. It's very hard.
I'm supposed to go out with her tomorrow with this guy that she knows, and he's trying to get another guy tomorrow night. I mean, Friday night to go to, like, Applebee's or something, so we might do that.
Applebee's? What the hell?
Well, I don't know these people, you know. You have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard. I got to tell you, it's very hard, well, especially in the middle of a pandemic. You're not going to meet anyone. You're not going to meet your next boyfriend online. So you can continue
to... Oh, I know that.
You know,
but I'm just saying when I go, I'm not joining every meetup group. I've done that and stuff. It's mostly all women. And they got to run around and pay money. I'm just saying... Been there, done that, and then when you go out to, like, beach
right,
or to,
they
like,
all are.
Place,
I mean, they all, it's, your chances
there,
are.
There's mostly
couples
out there.
The chances are very slim if you want, you know, and I it's not just you.
Well, that's not very good
middle,
to say. I mean, I'm the
any middle-aged woman, if they want to find, you know, because I'm a widow, so I hang out with all these widows, and some
but
of
I'm
them
not
are
a widow. I'm divorced.
I know, but I'm just telling you, some of them are so hell-bent on finding a partner, and I know you are because I know you call in a lot and ask about them. You're going to have to make it your full-time job. Not,
Going online was a full-time job, just doing it.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I mean, you're going to have to intentionally go places.
I don't really
like,
believe that
you know,
because
the
my
library,
friend.
Home Depot. I heard Home Depot is a good place to meet men. Go to Home Depot and ask.
Yeah, they don't. I'm going
to
go up and down the. My friend's
yeah,
middle age.
Up and down the aisle
somebody...
and pretend you need stuff. I mean, you've got to. It's a really, really hard. You have a better chance of getting abducted by aliens. I don't mean to be.
But that's
not
really true.
You.
My friends who are older than me met somebody, and my friend who met somebody at work, and she's middle aged. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
know.
God just put but I also
man
know,
in there.
And I mean, it's
God
very
put that man in there for them. You know, it was fate. You know, well, I don't have to chase people and go up and down
well,
Home Depot.
Well, where did they meet them? Where did they meet them?
They just happen to meet at work because there's men at work. I was, you know, the bus company was mostly retired older people who were married.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
A man. Well,
I mean,
it's so hard.
I mean, a couple of them did meet people online. So you know, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either, other than go to Home Depot.
Right.
Okay.
You're going to have to do things differently. You're going to have to do things differently.
Right.
Then, you know, that's why Corrine came up with the library, which again was like, you know, just an odd thing. Home Depot is just as odd. The point is that you're not going to meet them in a.
No, I know, but if you go to the library and I sit there, what am I going to, like, someone's going to come up to me and say, is that book good? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, how do you know, though? If you haven't been to the library, how do you know what's going to happen, you know?
Because a lot of times when you go over there in the afternoon, late afternoon, evening, it's mostly kids learning. And then I work in the day, so when do you go there to meet somebody? You see what I'm getting at?
Oh.
Well,
I know,
I'm not a retired elderly person. I'm not going to go there during the middle of the day. You know, and meet another senior there who's not working and stuff. You see what I'm saying? So then you have to go at night and sit there and maybe somebody's reading a book. You know what I'm getting at?
Yeah, I know. But the thing is this, Suzanne. It's like Amy said previously. When you open up and to the universe and you start, like, if you go into a library, for instance, and you're learning something and you're looking up art or whatever you might be interested in, I mean, the universe steps in, okay? So you got to be doing more of what you want to do in your private time to see who's
out
there.
Oh, I know. I've been to libraries and I went to look up books and stuff, but nobody's ever come up to me. You know, I look
well,
up.
Okay.
I went to the library to look at a book.
Never gonna
happen. You know.
That doesn't mean it's never going to happen, though. You know, I mean, listen. You know, I mean, I'm single. Amy's single. We've been single for a long freaking time. It's like, you know, we're not unattractive women, and I'm sure you're not either. But that doesn't equate to meeting somebody easily either. So just go out.
Because men are a middle-aged man.
But I think it's fate because my friends have met people, and they either went online or they just met the grocery store or something, so it was fated. They didn't have to go, you know, work so hard at it.
To the library.
They didn't
so
go,
you,
you know.
So you think your fate is to be alone? Is that what you're saying?
No, my fate is to be fated to meet with somebody. My friends didn't have to go chasing libraries and Home Depot. It was fated that they met somebody.
Yeah, and my friend didn't
okay.
have to study to be a millionaire either, but that's beside the point. You know what I mean?
I'm not arguing the point. I'm just saying my friend met somebody at work and she asked him out. My other friend online. My other friend went to a country club and the guy asked her out. You know what? It was meant for it to happen is what I'm getting at.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think I'm faded.
Just,
yeah. You know.
Yeah. You're not. Listen, I just, like, I think that your key in finding someone is to go out and do what you enjoy. And whoever comes along in that journey of you enjoying yourself and exploring will come along. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Do you agree, Amy?
I'm not saying anything else because I don't feel like arguing about this. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
No, I don't want to come across that I'm arguing. I'm not arguing.
Okay.
I don't know what
you
to
are
say anymore. I walk
arguing
up and down the home.
You know, you call and ask for help. We say things, and then you turn
no,
down.
I'll go to the library, and I'll look up books, and I'll go to Home Depot, and I'll walk
the
around.
The point is to do something different. Then you're going to have to do it different than you have in the past, whether that's Home Depot, whether that's the library. But you also have to have – you have a mindset that you're not going to meet someone. You've already
– I don't have the mindset.
Yourself.
I wouldn't. I have faith all the time that I will. That's what keeps me going. I didn't say I wasn't going to meet anybody. I just said I will go to the library and look up books, and then I'll walk around Home Depot, and hopefully I meet someone.
Well, you're going out. You're going to Applebee's, right, on Friday?
I'm going with a girlfriend who a guy likes her, and she said, do you have a gentleman, a friend, that we can just go there and all four of us just have fun, get out of the house, and that's what we're doing.
Okay. So just approach every opportunity, every time you're out of the house, approach it as this is a potential time to meet my next boyfriend. And just
yeah,
so
no big deal. I won't
job,
ask anymore.
S-W-R-N.
That's okay. I won't ask more. Thank you.
Wow. That's like classic example of somebody that is like, they have their mind made up already. You know, you can't, there's nothing that we're going to say that's going to change her mind. And that's fine.
She's been calling the shows for 5 years asking the same two questions. Nothing, you know, if nothing's changed in 5 years, it's because you haven't changed. And we have all of us are like that. All of us are like that. I mean, I know there's so many areas in my life where I'm just like that. I just dig my heels in. I'm like, nope. And we all do that. And it doesn't work.
No, it doesn't work. But that's okay. You know, I know she's been calling in for more than 5 years, Amy. It's like, you know, I think I've had this show for 8 years or something. As long as I've had this show, she's been calling in. So, whatever. the thing is, sometimes you got to look outside of what you think you know in order to make discoveries and to, you know, to really open up yourself, like, fully without, you know, you think you're open, you're not open. And a lot of times. And it's like, you know, just freaking get out of your own crap and your own mindset and let things happen, you know. So, anyways, whatever. All right, so.
Yeah, but we're all like, I mean, we're all so much like that. I think about, you know, I'm like, with the drops, it's like, I feel S, W, and R. But what about E? I said, sorry, I don't feel, you know. So if you're going to ask the universe for help, whether it's on a call-in show, whether it's a friend, whether it's a psychotherapist, whatever, you have to be ready for the answer. Because by the fact that you're calling, you're admitting you don't have the answer. So,
right. Yeah. So
I just think it's important for all of us to, I mean, I just think it's important for all of us to find the places in our life where we're not willing to go to the library, where we're not willing to go to Home Depot. Because we
all
have
them. Yeah, totally. I mean, the first place I'd look for a guy is the library because I like smart men. Men have to be smart for me. They got to be smart.
The first place I would look for a man is Home Depot because I don't know how to do anything. I just bought a couch and it's, I didn't know that they sent couches unassembled. It's like, it's furniture. Isn't it assembled? And it came in these pieces. Like, what the fuck? So I got to go to Home Depot. Same thing when Kareen was asking me, what, Amy, do you go out in nature? I was like, no, I'm too busy. No, I don't go because I'm too busy. I don't go because of COVID. I don't go. You know, we all have a million excuses, and the more we can peel them away or just kind of laugh at them, the more open we'll be for new things to come into our life.
Right. I think so. I really think so. Okay, so we have 347. Let's see who we have at 347. 347-463. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thanks.
How can we help?
I just wanted to see, ask you what changes, if you see at all, do you see coming up to be?
I can't hardly hear you.
Repeat that.
I just wanted to see if you could let me know of any changes you see coming up for me, as I'm craving them really badly, and I've been trying to create changes in the areas of my life that I wanted, but nothing has come about, and it's been really weighing heavy on me. I just wanted to know if you saw any changes coming.
Okay. And can you just say your name for us, please?
Yeah, my name is Tanika.
Tanika. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I do see changes coming about. I do see changes coming about for you. The problem is I don't because change happens whether we take action or not. But just the sound of your voice. It sounds like you don't have much, I don't know how to say this. It's like, you sound like you've been through a lot, and, you sound like you're kind of out of steam. So, it becomes harder to it just becomes harder to affect the kind of change that that you're looking for. So, and if it's not the change you're looking for, you might not even recognize it as being change. So is there something specific? Is it financial that you're are you looking to turn around your financial situation, or is there something specific? It just feels like you've been working really hard and not getting a proper return on your investment.
Yeah, it has to do with my job. I got a job there in the hopes that I would be able to transfer to Florida. I went there in 2019. They're telling me that I can't even try to transfer anywhere until another year. With love, also, person that I care about, he just disappeared. I thought that he would have gotten serious when I left the job we met at and both worked at together. To give him some space, I left, and now he's just gone, and I feel like he just thinks of me as just, like, a plaything or a joke. And I have the nerve from him. I feel like he's going to probably try to come back again, but I feel like he doesn't take me seriously, and he's been with other people. And, like, with my moving and living situation, it's not healthy for me here. I've tried to leave, and I can't because I cannot afford it up here. That's why I wanted to also go to Florida. And it's not good. Like, here, it's not good. And I want to also have children.
Yeah, no, it's not good at all. It's not good at all. I just sense it in your heart is broken, and as it should be. I mean, not as it should be. Your heart should not be broken, but it's your heart is broken. And, that's unfortunate, because it's hard to do anything with a broken heart. It's almost impossible. I mean, I had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago, and now I have damage to my heart, and I'm making kind of a metaphor, but you don't realize how important your heart is, whether it's broken because of a medical situation, or if it's just broken because somebody took advantage of your heart. It affects every aspect of your life. So I think the first and foremost, you're going to have to wash this man out of your hair. No matter how much you love him, no matter how much you think you're perfect together, no matter how much he promised you, no matter how much you was, whatever your hopes and dreams were, all of it, just need to, I don't know if you were listening earlier when that woman called and she just blocks the guy. You just need to block him from your heart because he's done significant damage to it. And there's not much of you left. You just sound, broken because you have a broken heart, and it's not fair. So I know it's very hard. Women just we like to nest, and part of nesting is having someone in our nest with us. But it's going to be really important. It's going to be really important to somehow isolate your thoughts from this person so that you can, so that you can see your future, so you can chart your next move. The job situation, there are jobs all over the place. Florida's getting very expensive. Florida's getting very expensive. A lot of places are getting very expensive, but it doesn't mean that you can't, if you want to move to Florida, maybe you can get a job in Florida. It seems like you're, are you like in the medical field somehow?
Yeah.
So medical is huge.
It seems you could get a job any place that you wanted to go. My concern with you going someplace new where you don't know anybody is in this condition you're in, which just sounds so broken, like I said, so heartbroken. I just don't it's going to be hard to, it's hard to move someplace new and establish all sorts of new, not even just friendships, but, go to new grocery stores, find a new dry clean, whatever. It's a lot of work. And and there's this thing that the grass is always greener. But if you feel like you need to, you know, case, if moving somewhere will get you out of sight, out of mind from this guy, then maybe it's a good idea. Kareen, do you have anything?
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, Tanika, for you to move to Florida. Here's the thing. Everything Amy said was exactly right on, in my opinion, but I don't think that it's going to take a move for you to get over this guy. First of all, I want to say this. You are very pretty. I can't see you, but I feel like you're very pretty. And I know if I asked you that, what would you say? You're very pretty. What would you say?
I say thank you. People tell me that all the time. I look a lot younger than my age, so I sometimes feel it, but of course I don't feel it fully because I'm not fully happy, but I do hear that all the time, so thank you.
Yeah. You're very pretty, and also you have a huge light around yourself, okay? So when you have that kind of light around yourself, you're going to get challenges left and right, okay? Just because you are the designated person to get that kind of lesson, okay? So I just want to say that too. You're very, very strong also. Even though right now you feel kind of weak and like, oh, my God, what the hell just happened and all that. But you're very strong. As Amy said, you can get a job wherever you want. It doesn't have to be in Florida. I know you're like, you know, you want to make more money and all that and you want to have a cheaper way of life or whatever. But I think you can do this right where you are, or at least, maybe like I'm seeing like maybe 30 minutes away, nothing very far from where you are right now. So it's like, you know, I don't know, Tanika, I wish I could just see you in person and shake you and say, ah, you know, because I know what it feels like to be heartbroken. I'm still heartbroken from the last relationship I had, but you know, man, we discount ourselves when we do that. We're like, that is telling me, and it's telling you, I was only worth what they were worth. And that is so not true. It's like you are so much better, higher than that, that it's not even funny. It's like, but we have to realize that ourselves and understand, yes, I am powerful. I'm in a place of love. I love myself. I love what's going to happen to me. I am welcoming, and it's hard to do, I know, when you're heartbroken. Believe me, it's freaking nearly impossible, but it can be done. And I feel like you look at yourself in the mirror, Tanika, and you see this beautiful girl, and you say, yeah, she is worth so much more than what has happened to her so far. And you are. You are. So I want you to take that to your heart, first of all. And, yeah, so like Amy said previously also, it's like when you open your, you know, when you open up to the possibilities that can happen, you're welcoming the universe to help you. You're saying, I believe in where you will take me. I believe in, you know, everything I've been through has a meaning and purpose, and I will get to that place that I want to be at. And I'm sorry I'm rambling right now, but, I mean, this is how I feel. But, yeah, I mean, you're going to get, you know, you're saying, like, you're worried about – did you say you were worried about your job, or you're wanting to get another job?
I wanted to get another job because even my relationship there is a toxic place that I just never fit into. I've tried to talk to human resources there this week to tell them, look, the department I'm in, it's just not for me. Like, the woman that worked in me, they were not nice to me since I started, and it's just still, it hasn't gotten any better, and I'm not into having to yell and it's allowed the craziest department that I work in the building. It's like the ER of the building, and the people there are not nice to me, and I just don't fit in there, and they don't offer me any options, you know. So it's like I'm stuck. It feels like I'm stuck there. And, you know, I wanted to, like, just have a fresh start and just be sheltered from this kind of thing for a while and just have a fresh start somewhere and even work on, like, you know,
right.
Like having
where do
a
you
family.
Where do you
soon.
Live now? Where do you live now? What
I live
state?
I live in Long Island, Suffolk County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that is a it's very expensive to live there.
Yep.
And you're from there. You're from there. You're from there. Your family's there. Your friends are there.
I don't have any friends. My family lives here, but most of them have moved away. But I just live here with my mom still. But it's not healthy for me in this house anymore. It's just not.
Got it.
Because of past stuff, and that's also why I just kind of wanted to have my own like little space of my own, you know, to just
right.
be out of here too. And then, you know, like, and also work on trying to start a family even. And I just, there's no, I've looked in all those areas and I'm just, everything is no, you can't. You can't.
Right. Everything's,
area.
No, everything's.
Yeah.
No. And it, unfortunately, oh gosh, it's going to stay, it's until... You've got to break away from the energy of this guy. He has, you're a shell of the woman you used to be. You're a shell of the woman you used to be because of this person. And you're going to, so maybe, oh gosh. How do you feel about moving someplace? Isn't there someplace you could move that isn't as expensive as Florida, where you could just kind of, it's a little bit, I don't want to call it safer. Where were you thinking about moving in Florida? South Florida?
I don't even know. I just wouldn't mind being where it's not too
so cold and
country. And, you know, they're
right.
older people, it's okay for them to be around. I don't need to be, like, in Miami. I don't need to be in a party zone or nothing
right.
like that. Just like quite little simple
you
life
need
that,
to
that
live
I
someplace.
Do.
I don't you need to live someplace like quiet and peaceful right now. I'm glad you just said not South Florida, because South Florida would eat you alive right now. You're just so frail. And I mean, your energy is just so frail. It really scares me to think of you. Moving someplace where, you know, that was, I can't explain it. Are there any other places you've ever thought about living?
No, but I think at this point I'm just open. I mean, I don't want to be in danger someplace living.
Right. I'm not saying danger.
But,
it's just like,
yeah.
it just feels like you would do well in a place where the cost of living is lower, so you can kind of get your finances in order, and where the pace of life is a little bit slower so that you can, you know, heal and put yourself back to, you know, and put yourself back together again with, you know, the least number of what do you call it? Speed bumps or roadblocks or whatever, you know, just
yeah.
someplace where it's nice and safe and easy. Easy to live, and someplace that has a lot of men.
Well, I'm going to make a suggestion, Tanika. I'm going to make a suggestion that have you looked in Connecticut anywhere for a job like yours that are that's looking for people like you? Yeah.
No,
because I don't know why I'm getting the town of Meriden, Connecticut. I don't know why.
Is
that kind of by Hartford?
It's like about an hour from Hartford.
No, I never, because I don't know anything about up there. But it's so funny because someone else had said that, I think, about Connecticut. But
here, I'm looking at it.
I never thought. I don't
it's interesting that she said. It's interesting that she said that because, you know, like part of Connecticut, like the Greenwich and what's that, Sanford and stuff, the part that's real close to New York City, it's just like being in New York City. But then I'm trying to see where this is. This looks like a lovely town. Maybe I'll move there. Where did you get that name from, Corrine?
I don't know. It just came to me. I mean, I don't know, Tanika. I'm just saying, like, can you look in that area of where Meriden, Connecticut is? Because,
okay,
listen,
I'm looking
you're always,
at it, right?
In your job, Tanika, you're always going to be needed, okay? So you could probably relocate to any place you feel like at this point, I think, you know? Never
mind
Florida.
That's interesting because it's not, it's like, it's like halfway between New Haven and Hartford. So it is a little bit out of, you know, out of the super expensiveness of the New York. It's not the New York metro area. It's like a little bit outside of it. But, yeah, I mean, exploring someplace to be, I mean, I get totally what you're saying, like when you said I don't have any friends. I mean, I'm not laughing. I just get it. You just get to a point where you don't have, you know, and yeah. And it's fine that you don't. You prefer not to. But, I mean, I get the energy about your job, and it's, there's nothing worse than a job with mean girls. That area... that kind of middle area of Connecticut, that's kind of an interesting idea. Not so far that it's totally unfamiliar, but it's far enough away that, you know, there'll be different. It'll look different. It'll feel different.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm suggesting, Tanika, is that you look in an area like that, or that area, and see what you can find. Now, when you do the research and you, like, know kind of, like, where you could go, then things are going to start to take shape more than they are now because you're putting it out there and you're, like, putting it in motion. So keep that in mind, too. Like, you can go anywhere you want in the world right now, okay? Keep that in mind. But, I mean, just focus on one area that you really want to be in that, you know, and then target that area, see what they have for jobs available for what you're doing, and then put the feelers out, you know? I don't think you realize how much opportunity you have at this point,
no, it's because,
you know?
No, it's because I work at the front desk, and where I work, I can walk to work from where I live, even though I still would move. I have to live on my own. I would need to be able to pay for a car as well as rent. And that when you work,
you don't have a car. You don't have a car right now.
Right. And when you work at a front desk job, I don't feel like from what I've seen, it's not enough. Especially up here, it seems, to pay for both a living on your own as well as a car. So that also has the feeling trapped.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
like,
that's. I mean, well, you have to be realistic. You have to be realistic about it. You have to be realistic about it. So perhaps find a place where public transportation,
Or you could get a roommate, too. And who knows, in that town or a town like that, you could even walk to work at some point. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't think the car is a big deal. I think that you can figure that out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think And if you can't afford the rent somewhere, then you ask somebody to come in and rent with you. You know, I'm seeing another girl. I don't know. I'm getting the name Wendy. I don't know. Whatever. But, I mean, some other girl comes in and lives with you in the same place. And, you know, I mean, you got to, like, put yourself out on a limb at some point if you really want to do something. But I don't think it's going to be that risky for you. I think that, I don't know why, Tanika, but I feel like you have this light around you that is, like, protecting you from stuff. And I'm not sure who it is or what it is exactly, but I see this light around you, and it's with you everywhere you go. It's like following, it's permanently around you. Like somebody's looking over you. Somebody is watching out for you. I'm not sure who it is. If I had more time, I'd figure it out. But I mean, so just, you know, you should keep that in mind too, that you can do whatever you want and just, you know, kind of wing it, and I think you're going to be absolutely fine.
Okay.
I need you to believe in yourself, Tanika. I need you to believe in yourself.
Yeah,
I need you to love
you're going to have to, but you're going to have to believe in yourself, or you're going to, stuck in your current situation,
yeah.
And it won't get better, and it won't get worse, and it's just not fair. So just maybe in little baby steps, like look for a place. There's a I know when you look for apartments, there's this website. It's called Walk Score, and it shows you apartments based on their Walk Score, and it gets a high number if it you know, it has a high number if you can walk to public transportation, if you can walk to the stores, if you can walk to, if you can live without a car. And it gets a low score if you need a car. So maybe that'll give you some idea. That'll give you some ideas. Think of some different places, different parts of the country where the cost of living is lower, and the economy is like on the upswing, like that place in Connecticut. That sounds like a good idea. It's a little bit less expensive. I don't know other places, but just, you know, explore different places. Look at, you know, just Google search, like, you know, the top 10 places for young people to move, the top cheapest place, you know. And just explore different possibilities, because you're going to need a plan, and you do have some, you know, and you do have some constraints or whatever. So, but you can also overcome, you know, you can also overcome them, whatever, you know, you do have angels and heavenly beings that are watching out for you. But right now, but you don't feel them, and you're not communicating with them because of your broken heart, because of your broken heart. So just
right.
Take baby steps.
Yeah.
But take steps, because then you will get your strength back. Like once you do like one thing or two things, you know, you'll be like, oh, wow, I can do this. And it'll slowly come. It'll slowly come back to you, but
right. So can you do that, Tanika? Can you look up different things and see, you know, different towns, like the town I talked about and other things, and try to make like a plan? Yeah. I would love to see you doing, like, moving out and doing something like this, and at the same time gaining distance away from this heartache, you know, and it's going to stay with you for a while, but man, it doesn't have to affect you. at this point. You listen, you got, you know, it's easy for me to say let it go, but trust me, this guy wasn't even near deserving you, okay? He didn't deserve you. Never did. You know, he came in as a fluke and that's it. You know what I mean? You're going to meet somebody that is, like, fantastic, that really loves you, that treasures you, that adores you. So don't ever doubt that that's going to happen, because it is, you know?
Yeah. Right. I will look into it.
Please.
I will. I'll look into it.
Yeah. And let us know, next show we have, let us know what happens, because I'm excited for your future. And you should be too, because there's definitely a good future for you, you know?
Thank you. I hope so.
Yeah,
keep us posted.
I know so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I will. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Tamika. Take it easy.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's so hard to be heartbroken. I mean, Jesus Christ. I
can't
know
you
it's
feel
so
it.
Well,
I'm like,
you know,
I'm about to cry. I'm about to cry. I just feel it so deeply. It's so
visceral.
You could die. You could die of a you could die of a broken heart. You could die of a broken heart. She was proof.
Definitely.
That you could die of a broken heart.
Heartbreak is probably the worst thing, one of the worst things that we can ever deal with. I think the worst thing that can ever happen to us is that our child dies. That's probably got to be the worst thing that can happen in a person's life. You know, but. Heartbreak is right up there, you know? It sucks. It freaking sucks.
I don't know. I mean, I can't even – I don't think there's any order to things because, like, sure, I mean, having a child die is horrible, and I don't think you're – but you know it's horrible. It's like you know it's horrible, and you know you're never going to be the same, and you just kind of plod along. You know what I mean? You, like – but when you have a broken heart – first of all, no one gives a shit because you're like, well, you know, my kid died. So what, your boyfriend broke up? But, you know, you don't get enough sympathy, empathy, support. Your friends get sick of hearing about it. And and you just sit with it. And there's no place for the energy. There's no place for the energy to go. And you could just feel it. I was just so helpless. Just so helpless, because the only thing, thing, like when your kid dies, you don't expect to ever feel better. So I can't explain it. There's no order to it. There's no order to it. But I think the widows are always like trying to act like they have cornered the market on sadness. But I firmly believe that in some cases, like a breakup, like feeling her energy and feeling that heartbreak is worse than someone dying. Your husband dies. First of all, you can make him into like some, you know, you can put him on a pedestal because he's not around anymore. And you can go to mediums and talk to them and, you know, and get people feel sorry for you and whatever. But that heartbreak, where is it going to go? Where is it going to, it has to be transmuted, and there's not many places for it to go.
I agree. And you're right, because when my father died, that's when my ex left me, when my father died. And I did expect my father to die, And it felt like the pain from him, from my ex leaving me, was worse than my father dying.
Yeah, and it's different. It's a different, all the losses are different, and there's just something, broken hearts are, there's just something about, them that, usually because people whose hearts get broken, you know, have gentle hearts to begin with. And,
right.
And there's no place, you know, and there's no place to, there's no place to get any empathy. They're like, he's an asshole.
No, I know. That's exactly
you're lucky
right.
To be rid of, like, you're lucky to be rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no,
yeah.
I'm not. You're missing the whole point. You're missing the bigger point is that, you know, my heart is broke. And it's a dangerous medical condition.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people don't realize, like, when they say, oh, just get over it and whatever. No, you don't realize what we shared together. You don't realize what we went through together. You don't realize so much when you're just telling people my boyfriend left me. It's like there's a whole freaking, you know, treasure trove or whatever you want to call it, of stuff that you went through that was meaningful.
Yeah,
and
it's like a whole holograph of things. And then also, it's just like, you know, when you think of someone so heartbroken like that and how fragile they are, they're just a sitting duck for people to exploit and hurt them further. I remember... big long story, but I knew this guy. I knew at one point in my life I knew a pimp, and he would find these girls. I was like, how do you even find, you know, who in their right mind would do this? And he goes, I just go to the mall and look for girls that were sad.
My God,
you know, it's true. So if it, you know, it might not be the sex trafficker that that finds a set, but I can assure you, every narcissist, if it's the sex traffickers don't find you, the narcissist will.
Right.
You're not
right.
going to find a healthy relationship with a broken heart. You're just going to find the people who are looking for broken wing people
right.
to exploit.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Shit. You know. So we have one more reading. Do you wanna take this one more reading, Amy?
Well, if there's only one more, I would hate to hang up on her. But there's not much of me left. But I'll push through and do one more since they stayed on the line.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so we have 805-617.
Oh, hi. Thanks for staying on. This is Donna. How are you?
Hey, Donna.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. That was interesting what you said about a broken heart. That was all so true.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you is there a relationship coming in for me? I do have, I'm 67. My neighbor's 85. I help him out a lot, but he's too old for me, but we're good friends. And then I have a blind friend. He's 74. I have feelings for him, but it's not going to go anywhere. You know, I just take care of him, and, you know, so that's fine. But do you see someone else coming into my life?
I think that, how do I say this?
Just say it.
Someone else is gonna come into your life, but right now you have there's not enough of, even though these other two relationships are not romantic relationships,
right.
they're very intense relationships. So they're using up a lot of your love resources, for lack of a better term. They're using, you know, so you wouldn't have, it's like you could be dating, right, casually dating right now and testing the waters. And then, I don't want to say that, and then maybe the situations with these other two people will change in some way where they don't take as much of your love resources. But right now it would be very difficult because of these two relationships, because the relationships are very important to you, and they are what they are, but they're also
well, I help them out, help them both out a lot. That's
right, but still, there's a lot of emotional involved. There's emotional involvement as well. So you don't have enough emotional resources left at this particular point in time for a full-fledged relationship, if that makes sense. So it's not like, oh, lose the dump these other people. It's just the reality of the situation. So I definitely feel like there's another relationship in your future, but it's a ways out. It's a way 18 months out or something like that. Some situations are going to change. Not to say that sense that either of these people are going to die. I feel like perhaps they're going to need more care or something where that would be outside of your
Well, the one is he's my neighbor, and so I look after him.
Yeah, I do things on the internet for him and take him to the doctors and drop him there and drop him in.
And the other one, I get money. I help him. He's my blind friend, and we just, it's a companion type thing. We go to lunch, and we listen to music, and we go for walks, and, things like that. I care for him very much, though. Yeah. I mean, he's just such a
sweet, gentle
soul.
Yeah, so that's a lot of, and then, even though they're not romantic relationships, they're deep relationships, and, men need more attention than that. So if you were going to try to cultivate an actual relationship instead of just date people or friends with benefits or whatever, casual relationship, it would be difficult because it would just cause a whole bunch of problems because the romantic relationship would be demanding more of your attention. And not so much the old guy, but the blind guy would feel rejected. Like, it's just going to create some unnecessary chaos that could probably be avoided if you just waited. Corrine, do you have anything?
Well,
I feel like I've had to deliver bad news to everybody tonight.
No. No, the last time I talked to you, I told you to go to Greece, and you said you were going
to the money for that. I don't have the money yet, you see, but I'm getting money, and then I give it to my sister to hold on to it so I don't spend it.
Okay.
You can't
good.
Even go to Greece. I don't think, someone I know went to Greece. I guess you can go.
I don't know if you can now,
A friend of mine went this summer, but they might have been Greek or something.
Advisory. When Donna can go to Greece, she can go to Greece. I'm telling you, that's where her future lover lies.
Oh, you can't travel? No, see, you're not. It's not time. You can't travel.
Not
you can't
time
travel
to
Greece, and your future lover is in Greece. So it's
That's what you told me. That's right. Yeah,
I'm telling you, it's like there's something about this that feels really good to me about you. And I mean, I said it in the first place, and now I'm rethinking it, and I'm like, man, because I don't remember everything I tell people, but I remember that because it meant a lot. You know what I mean? Yeah, saving your money, and by the time. I don't think there's any restrictions on going to Greece right now, but if there is, by the time you get the money to go.
There is. It's level four right now, so you can't go.
Okay. But I mean, if you get the if you save up the money, Donna, and you get the flight from your brother to pay for,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
So, and your friend, you know what I mean? You got your friend that can go with you. I don't know. I feel really good about that. So maybe it's like Amy said, a year and a half from now or something,
okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can keep on with my two friends, helping them, and it gives me something to do, and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I care for both of them, I think, especially my blind friend, though. My heart just goes out to him. Not because he's blind,
yeah, they
but
need
his heart
you.
Touches mine. Yeah, they need me, exactly.
Right. Definitely, and that's a wonderful thing, all on its own. That's a wonderful
Isn't
thing
it?
When you can help someone. Yeah, it's like, that's like, man, that's why we're here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, too. And
yeah.
It helps me, too. It helps me, too. Because I know I'm helping him out and doing, and, you know, so it works out well, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll just keep saving my money to go to Greece.
Yeah. Yeah, keep saving. Keep saving, Donna. It's coming. I know it's coming. I know it is, you know.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Yeah, the closest I got to Greece, I was in Turkey about 7 years ago. That was nice. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like to go there someday, you know?
Oh, yeah. Turkey's a great country. Oh, yeah. Terrific.
I bet. Shit, I would love that.
Oh, good. You got to go then. Save your money.
Yeah, I got to save my freaking money. No kidding. No kidding. Oh, shit. All right, listen, Donna, it's always nice to hear from you.
Yes,
and
thank you so much. You girls have a nice evening.
You're welcome.
And, appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks, Donna. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
So, yeah, I'd love to go to Greece myself, really. But anyways, I do feel like she got someone there. Like, I see this guy there that she meets that is, like, he's going to fall in love with her, and she's going to fall in love with him. I don't know. I just have had that feeling.
Right.
Anyways.
No, I get it. Definitely, I get it. Because, I don't know how to, it's definitely there, you know, it's definitely there. She doesn't have, shouldn't have any roadblocks to, shouldn't have any other than, you know, she's spread too thin. But,
right, right, yeah. Yeah, I love that. So, okay, so we're at the end of the show, and we're going to end in just, like, it's going to cut me off in a second. But listen, you guys, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And we've had Amy Kavanaugh on tonight, and she's given fabulous readings. And you can check her out on Facebook, Amy Kavanaugh on Facebook. You guys, until we see you again, take care of one another, as I know you do. And we will see you very soon. Amy, thank you so much.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Good.
I'm glad the caller from Alabama, she, the first time caller. That is exciting.
Definitely.
Anyway, I will talk to you soon. I need to go to bed.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, we'll see you guys soon at the next show, whenever that may be. And we're going to get out of here in a second
Music
after this.
Music swims back to me. Wait, mister. Which way is home? They turned the light out and the dark is moving in the corner. There are no signposts in this room. Four ladies over 80. In diapers, every one of them. La, la, la. Oh, music swims back to me. And I can feel the tune they played the night they left me in this private institution on a hill. Imagine it. A radio playing and everyone here was crazy. I liked it and danced in a circle. Music pours over the scent, and in a funny way, music sees more than I. I mean, it remembers better. Remembers the first night here. It was the strangled cold of November. Even the stars were strapped in the sky. And that moon, too bright, forking through the bars to stick me with a singing in the head. I have forgotten all the rest. They lock me in this chair at 8 a.m. There are no signs to tell the way. Just the radio beating to itself and the song that remembers more than I. Oh, la, 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 this music swims back to me. The night I came, I danced a circle and was not afraid. Mister?